morning, Jess. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, how would you describe Freedom Sessions to people who have never heard of it before, who are going in blank slate like a lot of our listeners this morning? How would you describe it to people?
Look, it's basically a party where people can be free. That is the biggest, our tagline is come be free. But we have dancers from international and local, and we support them, and we get our dancers to showcase what they can do.
Wow.
And spread love so the people, if the party can, you know, learn some dance moves, but also vibe out with them on the dance floor and not feel that they need to be, one, drunk or two, intimidated. Do you know what I mean?
I love this.
Yeah, it's kind of like a nice, it's not like, it's a conscious party in a way.
I like it. I like it. So there's professional dancers as well as kind of those amateur people like me who bop on the dance floor.
Totally. Absolutely. And it's a range of everything. And that's why we get the dancers in and we showcase them so they can, you know, share their love.
Yeah. It's such an amazing skill. And I find dancers are so passionate about what they do. Any type of dancer is so passionate about what they do. So this is super cool. Is there a specific kind of music that you focus on?
So it depends on the dancer. We have a dancer here this week, and he's for tonight, and he's from New York. So he does a bit of capoeira, a bit of hip-hop, a bit of house, a bit of hustle. So he's going to do a house workshop. But we mix it up a little bit. There's dance music. There's sometimes we have dance hall. Sometimes we have hip-hop dancers. Yeah, it ranges from everything.
I love this. I got to say, and I admitted this to you before we went on air, I have been cyber stalking all of the socials for Freedom Sessions all morning. Oh, it looks like so much fun. It looks like people, as you say, just be free and just have a good time. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. And look, and it's the thing is that I used to go to New York a lot, and when I used to be on the dance floor over there, I used to get, it was so incredible. And I'm like, how do I bring that back? How do we get that essence and bring that back, that we can have a safe space where people can just express themselves and not feel judged and not have to worry about anyone else looking at them, because everyone else is kind of doing the same thing.
Have there been any challenges in setting up events like this? I mean, bringing that kind of New York vibe that you experienced overseas to Sydney, have there been any hurdles or particularly interesting challenges you faced?
Definitely, especially with the lockout laws, has been very interesting, because even when people just love to dance, I guess, you know, everyone has their different jobs. There's a lot of hospitality people. You know, a lot of dancers have to support themselves by teaching. So sometimes we don't get people till very late, or the vibe doesn't get started till like, you know, 10 or 11 o'clock. And some of the places, we hosted at Hustle and Flow Bar, which is an excellent bar in Redfern. And sometimes, you know, we have to shut at midnight because of the lockout laws. There's been challenges with that, because that kind of dancing is always, it's so hard to shut that down, because when everyone's vibing, we have to say, you know, lights on at midnight.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you guys look like you're having so much fun. Stop and go home now.
Yes, exactly. But there's been no trouble. There's been no violence. It's, you actually leave wanting to hug everybody, and that is what I want to achieve.
Oh, wow. It's like a community that's being built around this.
Yeah. So we use it as we kind of have it as a community platform. And it's not that it's an exclusive community, it's an inclusive community.
I feel like I could go and learn a few very, very much needed dance moves.
You know what? Everyone can dance. If you can walk, you can dance.
Yeah. I don't know. You haven't seen me dance, Laura. What are the plans for the future? Are you hoping to expand the sessions? Are you hoping to, I don't know, invite more interesting people to come along and host with you? What's the future?
Yeah, so the future is, we're looking at definitely expanding. We want to bring over more great New York dancers and dancers from around the world. So we've had a few from Paris. Like, we've had Capella and Niako, and an Australian born, she lives in Paris now, dancehall Nadia. So we've got people like that who are doing it for the love. And we want to try and get some more New Yorkers over here and just spread their vibe, and obviously do bigger parties, I guess, and take it around. Hopefully take it around and like share that vibe around Australia, and then potentially in other countries.
Freedom Sessions on tour. I love that.
Right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, the whole of Australia deserves to dance and shake their booty. And yes, I don't know why it has to just stay in Sydney. I completely agree. People who want to get along, people whose dancing shoes are itching to get out onto the dance floor, how do we get along? How do we get involved?
So it's the last Saturday of every month at Hustle and Flow in Redfern. You can follow us on Facebook or Instagram. It's just Freedom Sessions. You can find it. Tonight, it starts from 8 o'clock. So you just turn up,
yes,
bring your dancing shoes, and there's a donation jam at 8 with our host dancer Q tonight, and then it's just a party afterwards.
Oh, great fun. I love that people like you and events like this are really bringing an injection of just fun and frivolity and community into Sydney's nightlife. I absolutely adore it. Laura, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Jess, and have a great day.
You too. That was Laura White there telling us more about the monthly dance party Freedom Sessions. It's hosted at Hustle and Flow Bar. That's at 105 Regent Street in Redfern. We're going to pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show if you want to check out more. We'll put links to their socials on there as well. If nothing else, go and have a look at the highlights videos they've got in their Insta stories. It'll make you feel really good about your day. It's put me in a great mood. I am a terrible dancer. My mother paid for dance lessons for me throughout my childhood. She wasted her money. Nothing came of them. But this is a vibe I can get on board with. This is somewhere I feel like I can dance and not be judged. I love it.